Justice Sotomayor has the opinion of the court this morning in case 22-842, National Rifle Association versus VULO.
Government officials can speak openly and forcefully about views that they disfavor, and they can attempt to persuade others to follow their lead. Government officials cannot, however, attempt to coerce private parties in order to punish or suppress disfavored views of other parties. Doing so violates the First Amendment. 60 years ago, this court held in a case called Batten Books, Inc. versus Sullivan, that a government official's threat of invoking legal sanctions against a third party to suppress disfavored speech violates the First Amendment. This case requires us to apply that settled principle to determine whether we are faced with a permissible attempt at persuasion or an impermissible attempt at coercion. The National Rifle Association filed a lawsuit against Respondent Maria VULO, the former superintendent of New York's Department of Financial Services. As superintendent, VULO had significant regulatory and enforcement authority over financial institutions and insurance companies doing business in New York. In 2017 and 2018, VULO and her department investigated insurance companies that were administering and underwriting policies that the NRA offered to its members. It turned out that these policies violated New York's insurance law. Indeed, VULO and the companies eventually entered into consent decrees that resulted in penalties for those violations and limited the kind of business, even if lawful, that these companies could do with the NRA moving forward. If that weren't the entire story, we might not be here. But there is a lot more in the NRA's complaint against VULO. So here we are. Because this case comes to us at the motion to dismiss stage, the court is required to assume that NRA's well-pleaded allegations in the complaint are true. According to the complaint, VULO did not particularly like the NRA and gun promotion groups generally, and she came up with a campaign to leverage her power in order to stifle their advocacy. The NRA alleges, for example, that VULO met with the senior executives of one of the insurance companies and told them that she wanted them to aid the department in their campaign to weaken the NRA. VULO specifically stated that she would look past legal infractions unrelated to any NRA business and not initiate enforcement actions if the company cut all of its ties with the NRA and other gun promotion groups. Weeks later, VULO issued two guidance letters in which she encouraged regulated entities to review their relationships with gun promotion groups and to take prompt action to manage any risks that might arise from such business relationships. In the press release accompanying the guidance letters, VULO said the quiet part out loud. She urged businesses in New York to discontinue all their arrangements with the NRA. The question is whether this alleged conduct viewed in context and as a whole is enough to state a First Amendment claim and proceed with the case. The Court of Appeals below said no. It held that VULO's actions constituted permissible government speech and legitimate law enforcement. This court now reverses. The NRA has plausibly alleged that VULO invoked the authority of her office to threaten legal sanctions against a third party in order to punish or suppress speech that she disfavored. In her alleged meeting, VULO essentially told executives of a regulated company to cut their ties, whether they were lawful or not, with the NRA and gun promotion groups, or else they would face adverse consequences. By adding the "or else," VULO crossed the First Amendment line that this court recognized in Batten Books 6 decades ago. Nothing in today's opinion immunizes advocacy groups like the NRA from regulation, nor prevents government officials from enforcing the law or from speaking their mind. The critical takeaway of the opinion should be that the First Amendment prohibits government officials from wielding their powers selectively to punish or suppress speech, directly or, as alleged here, through private intermediaries. For these and other reasons set forth in the Court's opinion, the judgment of the Court of Appeals is vacated, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. The decision of the Court is unanimous. Justice Gorsuch and Justice Jackson have each filed a concurring opinion.